Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Castle Valley Center Principal Amy Bell. We're going to be talking about what's happening over there for this week's Carbon School District Update. Principal Bell, pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And you know, as the weather starts to get warmer, you know, we get out of the cold doldrum of the winter, things starting to warm up. And that means with the more social-based learning you guys are doing over at the Castle Valley Center, I'm sure that opens up what you guys are able to do in terms of activities for these students.
Yeah, we get to start heading out. One of our post-high actually today is leaving today to head up. There's an all-ability center upstate that hosts rock climbing and rafting. I think they're rafting today, doing a river float. That gives us a great opportunity to go and do some things our students maybe don't always get an opportunity to do.
No, that sounds incredibly fun. I've liked the development of seeing a lot more of these all abilities centers popping up around the state, whether it be here locally with playgrounds or up north with some bigger facilities. It's nice to see that we are starting to really make things more accessible for everyone. It's just a great leap forward for the state of Utah as a whole.
Absolutely, and I know we have the playground in Helper that was just put in that's kind of an all ability playground. That's been great. Our district has been great to work with us and help us expand even our playground so that we have, you know, more accessible equipment for our students to play with.
Yeah, and kind of looking at that expansion and just as activities as a whole, a big part of what the Castle Valley Center does involves a lot of community engagement. You guys are very in the community, and the community hopefully is looking to help you guys with a lot of activities. You'd hope that's the case.
It is very much the case. We're so appreciative. We have lots of community partnerships that bring, and they always remember our school and make sure activities come to us if we can't go to them. We've had Komatsu's brings the monster truck to our school. They make sure to bring it to us and let us see that. We've had adult probation comes every Christmas and visits our students and has some activities with them. USU has their group that comes and does a Build-A-Bear activity every year for us and engages with our students. Bentley Bennett, who is one of our high school students, actually comes and does our dance every week for our students. We just had the Living Aquarium from upstate come down and do a presentation. Les Schwab hosted a magician to come through. So we are extremely grateful. And upcoming our field day, the Ford dealership always sends a train up for our kids to ride on. We are just extremely grateful that we have people who are thinking of us, and if they think they have an activity or something we'd enjoy, they reach out and we find a way for that to work for us so our kids have engagement with everybody.
You know, it's one of those things around here that I've noticed, especially as I've gotten older here, is that it feels like the giving spirit around here, it truly is second to none in the state. It feels like people around here are more willing to give, especially to causes like this, than they would be any other place.
Absolutely. And I just appreciate people's willingness to just come and try. We always say if somebody thinks they have something they'd like us to try, we'll find a way to adapt it and we'll make it work for our students. We just appreciate people's willingness and open hearts to come and just give our kids an experience.
You know, and as you kind of look through the school year so far, you've talked about so many fun events that you've had, whether it be the aquarium or things like that. As a principal, is there anyone that sticks out in your mind as a personal favorite that you were able to see these kids enjoy? Or is it too hard to choose because there's so many good things coming to the Castle Valley Center?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to choose because they each bring their own thing. And I don't know that it's always just the activity that's there. It's more about people coming and talking and interacting. We just had the middle school student government come a couple of days ago and do an egg hunt for us. I think it's just the experience that our students get to interact and get to talk, and people come and just are willing to be around them and see what they can do to engage with them.
You know, it's one of those things where I feel like for these students especially, being able to get that social engagement truly is one of the best things that can happen. I mean, being out, getting involved in the public, it truly is a big benefit for them.
Absolutely. And many of our students don't always have the opportunity to do some of those things because they maybe can't participate in all the community sport events or things like that. And though I do know there are some groups that are starting to build more inclusive cheer or sport things so that our students can go and have a an experience, even though it may not reflect what everybody else is doing.
You know, and again, it just comes back to the community. They want to see these kids succeed. They want to see them have the best time they possibly can. And everyone's kind of rallying around that. And I think it's just a wonderful thing here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, looking away from specifically the Castle Valley Center, kind of to a district-wide thing, preschool registration right here.
Absolutely. We get on a wait list and start taking names for people who want to enroll in our preschools for the fall, and some of our schools fill up very quickly. So if people are interested in enrolling in our preschools district-wide, they can contact the district office and ask for Danny Tuttle, or they can get on the district website and look under preschool, and it has all of the contact information there and the information about our preschools. So if anybody's interested, I know this coming year we're looking to try to make it more accessible to people. I know there's going to be some free and reduced lunch discounts. So if people qualify for free and reduced lunch, they'd also get a discount for their monthly rate. So we're trying to really expand and get services to all kids so everybody has an opportunity to, you know, benefit.
You know, and I feel like the benefit of going to preschool truly is one that you can't really replicate anywhere else. Being able to learn those essential skills as you prepare for kindergarten and the rest of your schooling career, being able to pick up those skills in preschool truly is one of the best things you can do for a child.
It's really great. It kind of is those learning readiness skills. It gets kids ready and kind of seeing what a routine is and kind of how to interact and kind of, you know, the initial pre-learning that goes on.
Now, Principal Bell, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Nope. We're just, like I said, we're just very grateful for everybody and anybody who's interested in thinking they may have something that would engage our students, they can get a hold of us at the Castle Valley Center.
Well, perfect. Principal Bell, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Castle Valley Center Principal Amy Bell, and we're talking about what's happening over there for this week's Carbon School District Update. To hear more Castle Country interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or visit CastleCountryRadio.com. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.